Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California kettle corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California kettle corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit MikeForLoans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. We are hopefully getting through this June gloom. It's been a little gloomy out there, but then it ends up being an amazing day. And anyways, I'm so excited to be here again. And we've got lots of things that were happening this weekend. And let's see, Circus Vargas is over in Thousand Oaks, and we've got a few more tickets for that. So I'd love to send somebody over there. They'll be actually on our show to talk a little bit about that. And of course, if you're just tuning in for the first time, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we always start our show with something uplifting. And today, start each day with a grateful heart. If you start being grateful every day for the little things that are happening in your life that you have, I mean, there's, you know, all of a sudden, it's like what you put out to the universe, things will just keep coming that direction. So that's what the show is all about. It's about looking at the brighter side of your life. And I hope that you listen, learn, and laugh with me. And of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's great, Kim. Having another wonderful weekend.
There you go. Did you have a good Father's Day last weekend?
Yes, it was a lot of fun. We went to the escape room.
Oh, at, how was that?
It was really fun. The kids absolutely loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I just heard again about that. Yeah, I was thinking that that would be fun, something fun to do. Did you go to the one in Ventura?
Ventura at the Harbor.
Yeah, very cool.
That's the one.
That's the one. All right. Well, again, I want to give out our phone number here, and that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that you can call to be a part of the show, to ask questions, to find out about more of my guests, to find out some about our sponsors, to win. We love to give back here on the Kim Pagano Show. We've got lots of stuff that we are giving away that we want you to be a part of. Also, we want to make sure that you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those other places, LinkedIn, everywhere that you can find us. We will have a positive impact with through our guests. And so we hope that you follow us and share us. And if you have an event or you have a business or you have a message that you want to share with, you know, all of our listeners out there, I'd love to have you call us. And again, that number is 805-419-0008. And every week we've been getting more and more callers, and I appreciate that. We want to hear from our listeners. We want to know that we're doing a good job, that we're touching your hearts, and that's what it's all about. I have a great show for you today. Our first guest is Marilyn Anderson, and her book is How to Live Like a Millionaire, when you're a million short. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Then we have Lloyd Wright talking about his book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C and Hepatitis. And it's a do-it-yourself guide for health. So we're going to find out a little bit about that. And then we have Brian McDonald, and he is going to be joining us from the Rubicon. And, of course, they've got their next musical coming up, Aladdin Jr. And, of course, we've got tickets for all these things, all these events, and we want you to be a part of them. So with that, Tom, you want to talk about some of the events that are happening and some of our great giveaways?
We have Taste of Camarillo Kim, the longest-running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling fine wines. This is going to have craft beers, gourmet foods, everything. Camarillo Ranch, Sunday, July 30th. Circus Vargas is back in Thousand Oaks this weekend. You will have a blast with Steam Cirque, Caneo Food and Wine Festival. Come sample the best food, wine, beer, desserts, and everything else they have to offer. Caneo Culinary Community. It's all there, and that is going to be happening at the 155 East Jans Road. Live music, all sorts of fun, and that is going to be Sunday, June 25th. California Kettle Corn, we have that for you too. You might get a package of California Kettle Corn mailed to you. And finally, this is a neat production that they're doing with the Rubicon Theater based on the Academy Award-winning score by Alan Menken from that wonderful Disney film. How about Aladdin Jr.?
There you
that
go.
That is going to be a production.
Isn't it
going to
be fun?
Stage.
Yeah, there you go. Hmm. All right, thanks so much, Tom. And did we go over the mentions? I just want to mention there's just a couple. We've got Tequila and Taco Festival, music festival coming up.
Tequila and Taco is going to be a lot of fun. It's a festival, music, all sorts of fun, and you can bet Tequila and Tacos will be highlighted.
There you go. And also, we've got the 24th Annual Oxnard Salsa Festival, and that is coming up July 29th and 30th over at the Plaza Park in downtown Oxnard. If you like spicy food and you like sizzling entertainment, you're going to want to go check that out. And, of course, the festival is actually a free admission, and then there's premium seating available online. So you can just go to OxnardSalsaFestival.com for your tickets. So let's just start off, and again, for my listeners out there, we've got Circus Vargas tickets, and if you have never been, it doesn't matter if you're a kid or an adult, you're going to love them, and I'd love to share those with you. So call us right now at 805-419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on, Marilyn Anderson. Are you there?
I'm here, Tim. It's great to talk to you.
Well, thank you. So tell us a little bit, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. I love your little concept here. And, you know, tell us how you wrote this book and who you are.
Well, I have been a television and film writer for many years, and I've also written a couple of books. But as a person in the show business industry, you find sometimes you will make a chunk of money, and then other times you might not work at all for a month, 2 months, a year, even several years.
Right.
And so I have found a way to live like a millionaire, even though I'm a million short.
I like it. I like the name. And so what did you do for you're a writer? So is that correct? You're a writer or a producer?
I'm a writer, although I did also produce a film last year called How to Beat a Bully. But basically, I've been writing for the last 25 years, and it's been an exciting time. But it's so funny because I meet so many people who have regular jobs and regular paychecks, and they always say they're broke, and so they don't go places and do things.
But you're saying otherwise, that you found out a ways that you can kind of keep your lifestyle going on, right?
Right, and that's why people kept asking me, how does Marilyn live? How does Marilyn live? So I finally decided to share my secrets and write How to Live Like a Millionaire When You're a Million Short.
I love it. Okay, so how did you come up with this idea? Like, I mean, did you just start, you know, figuring out ways to get in shows, or you even talk about getting your hair done, or you talk about different tips?
Well, as I said, it started out of necessity because I wasn't always working, yet I love to go places and buy things, and I loved the theater. And I always go to live theater. I did some acting and singing and dancing myself in shows. So I found there's a number of ways to see really great shows without having to pay the big prices. And one of the ways, of course, is goldstar.com, and they're in cities all over the country, and they give great discounts. Another way is a lot of theaters have what's called the pay what you can night. And that's a night when people who don't have the funds necessarily to pay for $60 or $50 tickets can go and pay either $10 or $5 or even $1 and get to see a great show. And
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. Okay.
Yeah. And if you're going to New York or even in Los Angeles or other places, a lot of the Broadway shows that tour have lotteries. That means that a ticket might normally be $100, $150, or for Hamilton, they're getting $800. But they actually have a digital lottery where if you win it, you can see Hamilton for $10 sitting in the first row.
That's so interesting. What a great tip right there. Okay, so what's your favorite tip for women?
Well, I love the idea that women can wear like a $2,000 dress for $50. How does that sound?
That sounds good. Okay, where do we go to do that?
Well, there's a website called renttherunway.com.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Yes, and there's also other sites like latote.com or gwinniebee.com. But Rent the Runway really has like these very exclusive designer dresses where if you're going out for a great occasion, you can just rent it, wear it, and send it back. Or what they also have, if for women who are working women and they go to the office and they like to look really chic, or if they go to parties a lot, there's an unlimited option where for $139 a month, you can just keep getting dresses, return them, and get them again. It's sort of the Netflix of fashion.
Very cool. Very cool. I do want to remind anybody that's just starting their day, waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're so grateful that you are here. And of course, we're talking with Marilyn Anderson. We're talking about her book, How to Live Like a Millionaire When You Are a Million Short. And so she's got all these amazing tips for us. So what's your favorite tip for men who are dating or maybe internet dating?
Oh, Kim, this is a big one because I've done the internet dating thing, and I love meeting new guys, and especially I'm looking for the one. But so many times guys will take women out for coffee dates. And I think that that's just not a great way to start, because what's less romantic than sitting in a coffee shop where 90% of the people are on their laptops working? And sometimes they'll do it because, well, it doesn't cost a lot. You know, maybe you'll spend $10 for two lattes. But I say there's a great way to have a date where you have wine and appetizers and culture, and it's totally free.
Mm.
And that would be go to an art opening.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. That's a great one.
Yeah, I love it. And you get a chance to really talk about something and see if you share common interests, and you have some wine, you have a little appetizer, and you have great culture. And if you're not with a date, you go by yourself, and maybe you'll even meet the guy who's buying the $350,000 piece of art.
There you go. You know, I always say, if you want to meet somebody, go do what you love doing, and you'll meet somebody else doing what they love doing. And so I totally agree with you on that. Now, I know that there are a lot of ways in your book to spend less money. Are there any ways to make some extra money?
Absolutely. A couple of ways. First of all, you know, you might have like clothes at home that you don't wear. There are sites like ThredUp. Or if you have furniture you don't use and you want to get rid of it, there's a great site called Chairish.com, C-H-A-I-R-I-S-H, like the armchair you have at home.
Oh, Chairish. Okay.
Yeah, and then for jewelry, and there's a website called TheRealReal.com, and you can either buy things at great discounts there, or you can sell your things that you don't use and get something new.
Okay.
So I think these are great. Of course, there's local consignment shops too, which I really recommend, just as I recommend finding things, great things at thrift shops too.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is, you know, my mom passed away and she had fabulous clothes because she was a hairstylist for the studio. And I don't know, have any idea. I went into a couple consignment stores and they're like, well, no, they're too dressy for us. I'm like, okay, where do I take these? You know, we donated a bunch, but there's some really amazing clothes that I think would be. So I'm maybe this thread up clothes would be a good place.
Yeah, and there's also a place called Poshmark.com that also for clothes, and as I said, for jewelry and for clothes, TheRealReal.com, and they'll come to your house and pick it up, or there's place, or you could, or they'll send you a mailer and you mail it in, and they'll give you they have gemologists who will give you a proper appraisal. And you know, I had some jewelry that I put on consignment at a local store. And the problem is there, you're really limited to the
Correct.
Number of people who will come and see it. But if you put it at one of these online places, people from around the world can see it. So
Wow.
you have a lot more opportunity to, A, make, you know, get some money back if you're looking to make some money, or to find things that are in all parts of the country or even
Right.
the world.
Yeah, definitely universal. So I love that. Now, are there any special rules to live like a millionaire?
Oh, yes. One of my first rules is I say it's ask, and I say make an ask of yourself, because so many times we don't know about sales or bargains because we don't ask. And I say when you go to a store, if there's something that you love but it's way out of your budget, ask the salesperson, is this going to go on sale? When will it go on sale? Can you call me when it goes on sale? And I've gotten some amazing bargains.
That's a great idea.
I found things and they were too expensive. And then, A, I asked, and B, I made friends with a salesperson, and they would call me when
Wow.
it went on sale.
That's good. Even if they know your style, right? I mean, they could start to know your style, and you'd be like, oh, my God, okay, this just came in. You're going to love it. But wait, you know, wait a week, and I'm sure we'll have, you know, one left or something like that, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another thing is, you know, you can negotiate. People don't realize that even sometimes at department stores, for instance, Nordstrom, they actually will match prices.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see something you like there, but you've seen it somewhere less expensively, they'll match prices, as will stores like Best Buy.
Oh,
and
that's
Staples.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, I've often found things at Staples that say they're on sale, but and we all have this opportunity now because our phones, we can look up in a minute how much things are.
Correct.
And sometimes things that are on sale there are actually less expensive somewhere else, but they will match prices. So I always, when I buy things at Best Buy or at Staples or even at a department store, you might want to make sure that it fits you. But I say do your research and ask them to match prices, or if you find something you love, then go online and see if you can find it for less.
I love it. I love it. So is there tons more little tips in your book here?
There's all kinds of tips on entertainment, on shopping, on fashion. I talk about charities and how it's great to work for a cause that you love, and then you'll get opportunities to buy things or to get things for free in swag bags. I talk about travel. So there's all kinds of tips, and I'm so happy to be able to share them with people.
There you go. And now, Marilyn, where do we find your book?
It's on Amazon. It's either in paperback or as an ebook, and you can go to howtolivelikeamillionaire.com, or you can go to your local bookstore and ask them, and they can get it for you. But otherwise, go to howtolivelikeamillionaire.com.
All right. Marilyn Anderson, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm going to look through it, and I think it would be fun. I think you can get some amazing tips. I always say it's like, you know, my husband looks at me and goes, you're going to use that coupon? I'm like, it's like throwing money away. Why wouldn't you use it, right? So anyway, so I love how you think. And again, please share our show with everyone, and of course our podcast, and that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you. It was great to talk to you. you.
You got it. All right. Our next guest just walked in here. And, of course, Brian McDonald and Michelle Hunter. We're going to take a really quick break. But when we come back, we are going to be talking about their next show that's happening. And, of course, it's a musical, Aladdin Jr. And, of course, we're talking about Rubicon Theater, one of my favorite theaters out here. So, again, stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Get ready to go to a whole new world when Rubicon Theater Company kicks off the summer youth programs with Aladdin Jr. Soar to new heights on a flying carpet ride filled with romance and adventure. This magical musical will take the audience on an unforgettable journey. When the street urchin Aladdin vies for the attention of the beautiful Princess Jasmine, he uses a genie magic power to become a prince in order to marry her. Aladdin Jr. opens July 7th and runs for 5 performances through July 9th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to www.rubicontheater.org.
Circus Vargas presents their amazing new production, Steam Cirque, under the Big Top at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, May 25th through the 29th. And coming soon to Thousand Oaks in San Luis Obispo. See death-defying acrobats, comedians, daredevils, and much more. Buy your tickets today at CircusVargas.com. For the finest in family entertainment and memories that last a lifetime, don't miss Circus Vargas.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. We're here all the way till 8 o'clock. And, of course, we've got lots and lots of stuff that we are giving away. And, of course, that's what we do here. We love to give back to our listeners. And we had several winners last week. And I'm excited to share that we've got people going to Circus Vargas. We've got Taste of Camarillo. And we've got Rubicon right now. And of course, Brian and Michelle are going to tell us a little bit about it. And when we get done, we're going to be giving some tickets away. So definitely stay with us and listen to what's happening right now. So welcome, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Good. Hey. Yeah.
So summer. Summer is all about the kids, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Actually, this is our 16th year of the summer programs.
Yeah, you guys always rock it. So how many kids do you have enrolled this year?
There's about, I would say, 120 total.
Oh my God, yeah. 120. Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah. That's awesome. Now, okay, so tell us what, first of all, is there, you know, like a summer camp that we can talk about, right?
Yeah, we do about 5 productions in the summer over a 2-month period.
Okay.
And it goes all the way from ages 5 all the way up to ages 25.
Okay.
And so we have a Stinky Feet Theater Workshop, which this was before I came into Rubicon, which was in 2002, and the kids had named that program, and
right.
It stuck. So that's the Stinky Feet Theater Workshop, which is ages 5 to 7.
Do they really have stinky feet? Is that why? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know, but I mean, do they all run around with, like, you know, no shoes on? Or I mean, how did they come up with that name?
I have no idea.
Okay, just wanted to know if you had ever figured that
but
out.
But it's stuck.
Okay.
Or stunk.
They like it. They like it. So, okay.
So they're doing a production. So that's a 2-week camp. It's for 5 to 7 and 8 to 12.
Can people still get their kids in right now?
No, we are completely booked.
Oh, my God. That is so cool. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Okay.
And so they're doing a sort of smaller, shorter version of Aladdin called Aladdin Kids.
Okay.
And that's really, they'll do 2 presentations of that for their family and friends.
Okay.
For the general public, our middle school group, which is part of theater camp, they're doing Aladdin Jr., which is a slightly longer version of the show, more suited to the middle school group. And they're actually doing a whole weekend of performances July 7th through the 9th, and that is for the public.
Okay.
So if people are interested in seeing that and It's really fun. They're having such a great time.
That's
you know?
So fun. Yeah. That's very cool.
So those performances are going to be July 7th, 8th, and 9th. There are five performances there. People can get those tickets online. They can select their seats. Tickets are really fair, cheap, especially if you buy them in advance, because if they do, you know, the thing is that you don't want a big long line, you know, when people come to the performance or people buying tickets. And that tends to
so
be the case.
Advance, right?
So it's because it's an additional $5 at the door. Okay. And really, that's just to encourage people to
Perfect.
Get those tickets early. You're going to save that $5.
That's great. So here's a question.
Yeah.
I have three grandchildren, right? They're a little over 2 years old.
Perfect.
Which one would they go to? The kids one or the...
No, have them go to the junior one. It's only an
really?
Hour long. They'll
okay.
be there. I think they're going to do an intermission in between.
Uh-huh.
We have 2 year olds that what we will not be able to do is accept infants.
Correct. Babies.
Yeah.
Crying
but toddlers
case,
are
you know,
totally
yeah.
fine. In
How
fact,
fun.
It's really fun because more than once I've seen, you know, that the little kids that come in and then the show's over and they turn to their parents and like, play it again.
Yeah.
Play it again.
Like, is that the best?
They
I
just
love
don't
that.
Really
yeah.
get the fact that, you know,
it's
this
not
is
a
not
video.
A video.
Yeah.
Or they want to be on stage. And
yes.
They come years later and join
yeah.
the...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they're seeing Santa Claus. Because even afterwards, I want to see Princess Jasmine or I want to see Aladdin
awesome.
Or the genie and the kids
right.
come out and
I'm
they take
so
pictures
take
with each other. And
so if you guys have children, grandchildren, it's summer, this would be a perfect outing to go and check out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if they're going to the 4th of July parade this
oh,
year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The kids are going to be walking in the parade and they're also going to be performing on one of the stages at 10:30.
Oh,
so they'll get to see a little snippet. It. And we also have a booth that we're going to be selling a bunch of tickets to our shows, not only the Aladdin Jr., but our Shakespeare production of Much Ado About Nothing, which is also at the end of July. And then the big musical, which is, you know, with our high school and college age students, July 4th through the 12th. And that is On the Town, which is a classic American Broadway, you know, musical that I think a lot of people are going to really love. It's just a lot of fun. The kids are really great. And then we're also going to have a real cool special going on July 4th called Christmas in July, where families will get the greatest discounts to tickets to our production, our returning critically acclaimed production of A Christmas Carol.
Oh, how
so,
fun. So
yeah.
I love that. Christmas in July.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you're giving back to everybody that maybe can't ever be able to go there, right? And yet.
Yeah. You know, we want families to experience it. You know,
I got my husband hooked, I'm telling you. And I brought so many people there that are like, would never think of that. And I'm like,
yeah.
You don't know about Rubicon? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know? And so once they do it, they're like, oh my God, Kim, I really like this. Okay, so how do I become a member? And let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, Michelle, do you want to tell them about?
Sure. We have lots of different subscriptions to become a subscriber. We have a Flex Pass, so you can actually, some people travel or they're concerned with being locked into so many shows, but you can choose how many shows you want to see with that Flex Pass. Mm-hmm. And of course, being a subscriber, you get a lot of benefits. You know, you get to choose your seats. You can do exchanges. So it's really... it's really a good way to start.
And is
off.
There different tiers of how much it costs, or how does that work?
The Flex Pass, yes, and then the subscription series. I mean, we do have some discounts that happen throughout the year and so forth. But starting off with the Flex Pass is the
yeah.
easiest.
What a great yeah. Well, I would, if you're even thinking of it or you've never been there, at least go and check it out, and you know, go into some of these amazing musicals and shows that they have there. You guys always just do a fabulous job, and you know, and it's like one big family. I'm telling you that even the people, you know, that are there in the audience, there, it's like you feel like you kind of are sitting in somebody's den, you know?
Yeah.
It's very intimate.
It is really mm-hmm. intimate.
For,
and
for
I
me,
love
it,
that.
You know, I'm from New York originally. And so to me, it always feels like an off-Broadway house.
It
you know?
Totally
it just
does. Yeah,
has
I love
great
that.
Sort of energy in that. And not all spaces, theater spaces, are the same. No. You know, you don't. There's sometimes you feel so far away or disconnected.
Aura in there too. Yeah.
There's the space is really interesting.
It really is.
It used to be a church, but also just the perspective you get with the stage.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, I had the opportunity to sit up on the top, which those are great seats too.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, you could see wherever you sit.
Yeah.
And it's just quaint. I just love it.
It's fun to perform in it as well.
Yeah.
You know, just have that connection with the audience.
Yeah.
You know, next year I'm going to be doing a one-man show.
You are?
I am.
Ooh, okay. Can we,
yeah.
What's the name of it?
It's called Buyer and Seller. Sure,
okay.
We can talk about
it.
Okay,
you know? Cool. I love it.
It's sort of like a way of committing myself to the project. It's 91 pages or something like that.
Oh, my God. But you're amazing. So, well, I mean, you know, it's just like Jim. I remember when Jim was here and he was like, I took this on, right?
Yeah. But
fabulous. Oh, fabulous. Yeah. I mean, so I'm sure you're going to just amaze.
It's good. It's fun. It's about a guy who gets hired by Barbara Streisand to work in, now this is true. This part is true, where she has, instead of like a storage unit or a basement or an attic where, you know, we put our stuff, she built a mall.
Of course, she did.
Where you know you've got the doll shop
really
and you've got
true?
The china shop. This is true, and it's
true.
Underneath her barn.
Okay,
and so this guy came up with the premise that she had hired a someone to be down there to play the role of an employee when Barbara comes down to look at her stuff, and so he engages with her in this charade, because that's what she wants to do. She wants to be treated like a regular customer. And so it's very absurd and a lot of fun. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to doing
rock
that.
It. I could just, that's great.
Yeah.
What a great role.
Yeah.
And so it's only one person.
That's it. One
wow.
person.
I always think that those are so hard because, you know, it's all about you. And yet you have to make it. How do you do that?
Well, I did do a one-man show before, Sandland Diaries, which was, great fun and just a little challenge for myself, and had done some performances in a sort of smaller performance venue downstairs. And it was fantastic. It was exhilarating, but it was also so terrifying.
I'm sure.
Because that's it. It's just you and the audience.
Yeah.
And you want to stay completely present and in that moment and communicating
because,
with them.
And Michelle, you could probably relate to this, but you know, we're like multitaskers. You know that 1 minute that you're like, I don't know, there's been like times we're in the middle of the show. I'm like, all right, so we've had a really we're not our show isn't over.
Yeah.
You cannot do that,
that's
can
right.
you?
That's right. No, there are no safety nets.
Mm-mm.
I had to kind of come up with little tricks, you know, to sort of just, because what that one, that particular Sandland Diaries, which is David Sedaris, right, is structured, it's sort of like different diary entries. So it doesn't really have a connection, a sort of very obvious literal, you know, linear connection.
Yeah.
And so I one night I actually had skipped a whole section and didn't even realize it until after the show when somebody said, oh, you skipped that entire, you know, part. I was like, I did? Like, I had no idea.
Wow. So let me ask you, so you don't direct it also, do
no,
you?
Gosh,
okay, so
no.
Somebody watches you.
Yes.
And, okay, because that,
yes.
I mean, that would be hard to,
yeah.
you know, like, you know, all right, I'll let you take this one off.
No,
you know,
no, no.
You know?
Right.
Yeah,
I got to let go of as much as possible and just focus on who this guy is and making it, you know, come from me and creating that very present.
So how old is this guy?
He's my age.
Okay. That's cool. Okay, that's cool. And does he live in this basement? Does he have a place?
No, it's just like his job.
Okay, so it's
he
just
goes
he goes
in his
and
very...
is he married?
He is not married. He's
okay.
a struggling actor.
Okay.
And so this is sort of a job that he gets because he can't get a job as an actor.
Got it, okay.
And he's got a really... an old beat up car that he's forced to sort of like hide in the bushes so it doesn't like, you know, break the aesthetic of Barbara's
I
landscape
can't wait
and her,
to see
you know.
This. Okay,
it's fun.
I'm already excited. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So right now I just want to share with our listeners because we've got a couple pairs of tickets that we can share with them. July 7th, through July 9th, right?
Correct.
And we can give tickets away. And, of course, that's the Music Aladdin Junior, and it's by the Junior Group, correct?
Yep, our theater camp group, correct?
A little bit, really quick, for people that might not remember Aladdin Junior, give us a little tiny spiff on it.
Well, it is Disney's Aladdin Junior, so you're going to hear music from the award-winning score from the movie by Alan Menken and Howard Ashman and Tim Rice.
Okay.
All the same characters, you know, the genie and Jafar and Iago, they all appear in the piece as well.
A flying carpet.
A flying carpet, that's right.
Okay, I like it. So, of course, on Friday, what time are the shows? Is it 7? Correct?
Yeah, so our shows are at 7 and 2.
Okay.
So July 7th will be at 7 o'clock. On the 8th and 9th, we have a 2 and a 7.
Okay.
And it's a little over an hour, including the intermission. So it's just, like I said, it's perfect for the little ones.
Yeah.
Bring them out.
How
if
fun.
You don't have little ones, bring, you know,
yourself.
Your neighbors.
Yeah.
Or bring yourself. I mean, I'll tell you, majority of the tickets are adults that purchase them, and they just
It's just like a
love.
Flashback, you know? It takes you back. You know what? I have to say, it's funny, now that I'm watching, cartoons and stuff with my kids, I'm like, they're so much better now. I don't know what, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's like you're relaxed. You can sit there and watch them, you know? The first time around with my children, I remember, I'm like, these are so, you know, I don't really get where they're...
Yeah.
I don't know if I've, like, gotten to that point, but I get it now, you know?
Well... You know, look, you're sitting there. There's so much joy on that stage
that
with
is
these
so,
students.
And what a great job you
that
do.
That there's
with these
nothing
kids.
Better. You want to have a great moment where you can just sort of relax and laugh and have fun and see all these kids in the audience enjoying it and see the kids on stage enjoying it. It's really. It
How
feeds
much fun.
The soul.
All right. So if you do not win tickets here, you can go to RubiconTheater.org. And of course, that is TheaTre.
Yep.
Just for people that, you know, because I've had people call me or text me and go, I tried to go on that, but they. So
do you know what the difference is? Some people think it's like an English version.
Yeah, English.
And
it's not.
No. It's the theater with an R-E refers to the art form.
Oh.
E-R refers to the building.
Oh, thank you.
There you
See,
go.
You learn something every day. I like that. All right. Well, we've got a couple pairs of tickets. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And, of course, Brian, Michelle, always great to see you guys. And I can't wait to come and watch all this. And, of course, also see you out at the parade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So they could get tickets there too, right?
Yeah. Because we're going to have, we have a booth. We'll be able to sell tickets. You're going to get discounts to not only Christmas Carol, you're going to get great, you know, tickets to the kids' shows this summer. And then, of course, our season, which do you know it's our 20th anniversary season coming up? So we've got an exciting lineup of shows for that.
All right.
So do check us out on July 4th in our booth there.
Perfect. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Lloyd Wright. And, of course, we're going to be talking about Triumph Over Hepatitis C. And it's a do-it-yourself guide for health. So kind of interesting and, you know, more greater and brighter side of life. So stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid.
Get ready to go to a whole new world when Rubicon Theater Company kicks off the summer youth programs with Aladdin Jr. Soar to new heights on a flying carpet ride filled with romance and adventure. This magical musical will take the audience on an unforgettable journey. When the street urchin Aladdin vies for the attention of the beautiful Princess Jasmine, he uses a genie magic power to become a prince in order to marry her. Aladdin Jr. opens July 7th and runs for 5 performances through July 9th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to www.rubicontheater.org.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we will be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And our next show, we will be talking with Grant Leboff. And his book is Stickier Marketing. So if you have a business and you want to know a little bit more about marketing, we're going to be talking about that. Then I have Katia talking about Circus Vargas. And of course, they are working with Food Share. And so we'll talk a little bit about what they're looking for and how to promote that and how they're promoting it. So definitely stay with us on that. And of course, that is happening this weekend, all the way till Sunday. And it's going to be a great show. If you missed it up in Ventura, please, I hope that you'll join us here for that one in Thousand Oaks. And lastly, we're going to talk with Paula Preston Holtman, and her book is Not My Mother's 60. And so we've got some fun things we're going to share. And of course, right now I've got Lloyd Wright, and we're going to talk about, triumph over hepatitis C. Lloyd, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. Are you there?
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thank you. So tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
I'm just a person who got hepatitis C after 4 blood transfusions back in 1979.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
And when it was diagnosed in 1994, I went on interferon, and it was the most horrific experience of my life. I went on to discover that hundreds of thousands of people had used interferon. It didn't work. It caused horrific side effects. And I took notes, wrote a book, it became a bestseller, and at the same time, it became a huge business, which I never even expected, didn't even think about.
Wow.
But it put me in contact with more than 500,000 people with Hep C over the last 20 years.
So, Lloyd, first of all, for my listeners, and I'm so sorry, that you had to go through that experience, but of course you made it the brighter side of life, right? I mean, you really did. You turned it around. What exactly is hepatitis C?
Well, hepatitis is inflammation of the liver, and the C is the type of virus. It's one that usually doesn't have symptoms from 5 to 15 years, and it invades pretty much every cell in the body and does some damage to your liver in the later stages, and it can be dealt with fairly easily in most cases through food supplements and proper diet and not drinking hard liquor or using drugs, especially pharmaceutical drugs. Those are the people that have the worst. Any kind of prescription drug makes life with hepatitis C extremely difficult.
Wow, that's crazy. And now, what are some of the symptoms?
Well, people, the most common symptom will be that people feel fatigue and they can't figure out why they're tired, which that's one of the things that was happening to me. And iron overloads and high ferritin causes more liver damage. And you can develop primary liver cancer, if you develop cirrhosis, mm-hmm. and not everybody does. Again, it's people who take prescription drugs or even over-the-counter drugs like Nexium, Prilosec, any acid pump inhibitor, any antibiotic. These things affect people with hepatitis C very differently than the rest of the population.
That's interesting. So now, when you had it, you say that the doctors couldn't really help you, and you took your own matters into your own hand, basically, and you cured yourself. Are you cured?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I was cured April 10th, 1997, and a blood test I got from UCLA that showed it gone, and I've had several tests since then that show that it's non-detected.
Wow, amazing. Now, is that, how did you do that?
Well, a variety of supplements, like milk thistle, which protects liver cells from damage and lets toxins pass through the liver. Thymus was a key item. Thymus is the chief gland in your immune system. And I make supplements out of the thymus, which increases your T cell activity over 1,000-fold. That really boosts your immune system. The whole program is boosting the immune system so that your body can fight the virus itself. And it works very well in most people. And there's other things like Reishi and NatCell, and everyone with hepatitis C is depleted of selenium. If you don't have selenium in your system, you get cancer. And people with Hep C get 8 times more cancer than other people. So a cheap little bottle for $10 for 2 months of selenium can stop it. I know I had cancer 3 times before I discovered this. And I've been taking selenium ever since.
So what is selenium?
It's a mineral that is found in food, and it's no longer found in most foods because it's been depleted from the soil and it isn't replaced in any kind of fertilizer.
So can you overdose on that? Can you take too much?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so how do you know how much to take for, you know, like my listeners, if they were like, oh, okay, I heard this selenium, and, you know, you're saying it's $10 a bottle, but...
You take 400 mcgs a day. It becomes toxic somewhere around 1,600 mcgs a day over a prolonged period of time.
Okay, and so anybody would be able to take 400 and that wouldn't hurt them?
Yeah, anybody would. The other thing they can do is eat Brazil nuts.
Oh.
Okay. They have a lot of selenium in them.
Okay. And now, so here's a question. You know, it's interesting. You know, I think our food doesn't have the, you know, nutrients, like you said, or the minerals that we needed anymore. And but you have to have some knowledge to know what your body needs. And everybody's bodies are a different, you know, print, aren't they?
Well, they are, but basically everybody needs selenium. And even though we all react a little differently and need a little bit more here and there, people with hepatitis C need selenium. And I mean probably all of them.
Okay. Now, what about people that have immune diseases? Would they need that too?
Well, they can get a simple blood test that will tell you what your selenium levels are.
Oh.
And that way you would know for sure. And you can monitor if you want to. But it's fairly easy to do. Most doctors don't tell you to get it. You simply ask for it, or I have it on the bottom of my website where you can get your own lab work without a doctor. And they're relatively inexpensive, other than you have to pay for them yourself instead of insurance.
Right. Wow. Now, here's a question. I know besides Hep C, you also provide success treatments for fibrosis. Say that. What is it? Is it
fibrosis?
Fibrosis, correct.
Well, yeah, fibrosis is the beginning of liver disease and cirrhosis.
Right.
It's just where the liver starts to get scarring. And it is reversible. So many MDs will tell you that it's not, but it is. And I know because I've helped thousands and thousands of people.
So, Lloyd, are you a doctor?
No.
Okay.
I am a natural health consultant. Went to school to become that, read an awful lot of books. And I did that after I wrote my first four books because it just seemed like a fun thing to do.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't get my books yet. Will you make sure they get to me? And so you have four of them?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you. I can send you some.
Yeah, that would be great. And you know what? I would love to see if any of my listeners, if anybody out there is, you know, really wants one of these books, please call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. So when I know that this is for hepatitis C, but is it, I mean, is it, do you treat other diseases?
Oh, pretty much I specialize in liver disease,
okay.
But any kind of immune system problem, all kinds of cancers, all respond extremely well to the items that I have in the book.
Okay.
And it's amazing. They're immune system boosting items, and they will help in almost every case. And I think I've had every case that you could think of over the years.
Wow. So you talked about selenium, okay? You talked about thistle. How much thistle do you need?
Milk thistle, people should take like 400 milligrams a day, maybe 600.
Okay.
If people are going to drink alcohol, they could take a little more milk thistle because it really protects your liver from alcohol. It also protects it from prescription drugs. And the toxins in the air and just normal toxins that might be found in your food.
Right. You know, I'm a hair therapist, and I've been told that I should take that because of the chemicals, you know, and the hair color and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Milk thistle's great. When people get poisoned by bad mushrooms, in hospitals they give them milk thistle so that the toxins go through the liver without causing as much damage.
Hmm.
It's used worldwide. It's amazing.
Okay.
Everybody should take milk thistle.
Really? And so you're saying 400 milligrams a day?
Yeah, there's a few different kinds. I have this stuff called Silophos, which is 8 to 10 times more absorbable, and it's made out of silibin, which is 1/4 of silymarin, the active ingredient in milk thistle. And it costs a little bit more, but you take less, and it's more absorbed. So
very interesting.
Even better.
Okay. And so you also mentioned that Brazilian nuts have selenium in them, right? If you wanted to do more of a natural way.
Yeah, the only drawback of that is apparently this particular kind of nut retains radiation, and some of them can be radioactive.
Brazil nuts?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's not good.
I don't know how many you have to eat for that to be a problem, but I've read warnings about eating too many of them.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad we mentioned that. What else would you, what are we going to find in your book? Like what other successful minerals or, you know, things?
Well, there's lipoic acid that's diminished in Hep C, and dandelion root, which takes toxins out of your blood. Aloe vera. I have the only whole leaf organic aloe vera sold in North America that is raw. Never heated, not pasteurized. When you heat aloe, it shortens the polysaccharide molecule, which is what makes aloe good. Sure, there's some of it still there, but it's not as effective because the molecule is shortened so much. So this, a lot of people get the aloe, and it's almost like people, they love it so much, they never stop buying it.
Mm-hmm.
And various kinds of vitamin C, most vitamin C, only gets 10% or less into your blood. And there are vitamin C's like ultra-absorbic C that get 90% into your blood. And NADH, which is great for your neurotransmitters, gives you lots of energy. There's a whole bunch of things. Anybody would like a free book, I'm happy to provide them with.
Okay.
Books, no charge to anybody.
Well, I appreciate that. And so here's a question. Just on, you know, on an everyday routine, what would you do for an everyday routine, whether, you know, maybe you don't have any of these, you know, problems, but in life, you know, I always say we've all got something stewing up, right?
Well, yeah, it seems that there's often something coming and going. One item I really like is, you know, you get into the golden years, there's something called TA65, which lengthens your telomeres. And every person I know, including myself, that take it, find life happier, better, your hair grows back, you feel better. As you grow older, your telomeres shrink. They become short until they don't replicate anymore, and then one dies. And TA65 is the only item on Earth that has been shown to lengthen telomeres. Over 10,000 published studies, won the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize. And not everybody knows about it, but lots of the... I lived in Malibu for 40 years, and lots of the movie stars and directors and producers, they all take it. But, no, I don't know.
And how much... And okay, so how much would you take of that? TA65? Is that it? TA65?
T, like Tom.
Yeah.
You take, you know, you take... Start out with one a day.
Okay. And where do you get that?
Oh, you get that from me.
Okay, so you have all of these.
Yeah, I had to actually take a, I had to go to school to be able to provide that item.
Okay.
Which was kind of lengthy.
All right. Well, very interesting, Lloyd. Can you give everybody your website and also where you can find your book?
Sure. Organicpharmacy.com is the website. And if they'd like a free book, they can call me toll-free at 877-676-1615.
Perfect, perfect. All right. Well, Lloyd, I appreciate you being a guest here and sharing some of your health, organic pharmacy, your own private pharmacy. And please share our show with everyone. And, of course, we're also on iTunes at iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. We are at the end of our first show. And, of course, we have a whole nother hour that we have some amazing guests. And I thank you so much for being here. I do hope that you stay with us through the next hour. And, of course, I always end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. New beginnings are often disguised as painful endings. So, life happens to all of us. I say that all the time, but it's how we handle it, how we walk through it, and how we keep going. So with that, you've been listening to the first hour of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.